This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? And Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
What?
Of Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
All right. Welcome to hour number two. We've got a lot to get to. Kevin McCullough, thanking you for being here. Thanks to Andrew Wilkow and General Boykin for hour number one. Coming up, Kathy Barnett wants to be the next senator from this great state of Pennsylvania. She will be with us, and we are also going to speak with Brooke Raybould. I drew a blank there for a second. Author of the brand new kids book that is just really incredible, The American Dream of Brave and Young. And I think you're going to enjoy the concept of the book, but also the rationale for why the book came about, and we will get into all of that. Also, more music from Micah Tyler before we're done tonight as well. I want to keep you up to date on what's going on. In fact, there's a headline at Fox. This top story at Fox right now that the Kremlin has decided to offer refugees, get this, from the Ukraine, simplified entry. Now, why anybody would want to leave the Ukraine and go to Russia for any reason right now, to me, seems, just defying all sorts of logic. But this is how twisted the world of Vladimir Putin is right now, that he's under this misconception that people want what Russia has to offer. That they are willing to die in place where they stand in Ukraine to avoid that. So I'm not sure what that headline, simplified entry, does that mean they don't have to follow all the rules? Do these people being offered this simplified entry, by the way, also understand that when several thousand Russians decided to go oppose the war and protest it, that they were sent off to the gulags? I mean, we've reinvented Joe Stalin here. That's what this is. Putin is... there's been a lot of comparisons to Hitler. Certainly, if he intends to start a world war, this is how he goes about doing it, taking a completely innocent land and raping and pillaging it and calling it his own and saying he has historical precedent to it and so forth. That's exactly the same argument that Hitler made in the Sudetenland and for Poland. Speaking of Poland, Secretary of State Antony Blinken met in Poland with a delegation there. There were a number of congressional members that were in attendance, both Democrats and Republicans. And I gotta give Congressman McCall from Texas and Congressman Meeks from New York shout outs. I don't agree with Congressman Meeks at all, but they went to Poland to basically make the statement that both Democrats and Republicans were going to stand up against the atrocities of Russia. And while we're not planning on getting involved in Ukraine specifically, if the crazy madman decides to go further and actually touch NATO territory, then there's 30 countries that he's going to have to take on right away. Speaking of which, this last headline caught my attention. Putin's saying today on no-fly zones that any third party that countries that try to develop one says Ukraine could lose its statehood, says that they will also basically visit all kinds of destruction upon the states that would develop that no-fly zone. I've asked specifically, and I asked General Boykin this in the first hour earlier tonight about the no-fly zone, and the way the international community apparently is looking at it is that if they do that and Russia doesn't abide by it, they put jets up, we shoot one down, then we are at war. Russia is at war with whoever it is that shot it down. And Putin said today in that same article that there's no way that you could enforce a no-fly zone from Ukraine, so he would know that other states were involved and he would declare war. Now, this is a tyrant unlike we've seen in quite a while. Because in World War II, no one had the bomb when the war broke out. Russia has them, has about 5,000 of them. Some of them they can launch portably in the field of battle. We are talking about a different level of escalation, and I wonder what he's going to stop at. We talked about the two other kinds of bombs that he's using now that are completely indiscriminate and killing massive numbers of children. Right now, the Russians are saying that they've killed only about 300 civilians. Ukrainians, or the NATO is reporting that there's something like 700. And Ukraine is saying, no, that number is dwarfs those two by legions. Who's probably the most accurate on that? I'm going to guess that the country being invaded against their will probably is. But we'll have to wait and see. Hey, I'm very excited tonight because we announce a new journey. Last year, we started in the month of February and through the month of December. We set upon the task of trying to liberate human slaves from northern Sudan. These are slaves largely taken in the Sudanese Civil War and still are somewhat not well known to the rest of the world. And when there's the ability to find them and to liberate them and to return them home, I think it's just one of the greatest things that we ever can do with our time or money. And tonight I'm excited because we get to announce a brand new partnership with Christian Solidarity International. We are going to be adamantly working with the forces on the ground there in the midst of whatever else is going on. But I just wanted to remind you, last year our goal was 192 slaves. And we liberated close to 310 all in. If you listen to Kevin McCullough on any platform, we liberated more than 310 slaves last year. Now, we already have a list of 196 women that we have found and can liberate, some of which we can liberate this spring because we're constantly doing these liberation exercises where the retrievers go up and negotiate with the slave masters, and we make an exchange of some medicine for their cattle in exchange for the life of a slave. There's no cash that changes hands, and then when they get them back to the border of South Sudan, which is where these women are all from, they give them time to rest, to heal, to eat, to receive some medical care, to receive some psychological care, to receive the types of things that they need. And when we give them that, then after a few days, they're really restored in terms of physically, and they're ready to go back to their family. Some of them were taken as just young girls when the Civil War was going on. But when they leave, they are given this thing called the Bag of Hope, which is far more than just one bag, and it is very, very, it's the best present they've ever received. It's everything they need to live on, including grain, including a seed for future grain crops, including also a she-goat, which helps them have milk and cheese and other things to eat, but it also gives them a form of micro-enterprise. Anyway, the goal for this year, as the sign just said, 196 slaves in 2022. And we know that we can at least liberate somewhere in the 40 to 50 range of those within the next couple of months. So I need you to call this number, 888-342-1010. If you've done it with us in the past, you know how exciting it is. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, and say, yeah, I want to be a part of the liberation project this year. The cost has not gone up, even though inflation is impacting everything worldwide. For $250, and that's all it costs, you take this slave from where they're at and you give them a brand new life, and it is unlike anything else you've ever done in terms of relief work. And I was so honored last year. All of my staff that work on this show and the other shows that I do, they all ponied up, and not just for one slave. There wasn't a single family that works with me or for me that said we're going to do anything less than at least a couple each. And that was really satisfying to know that not only do we encourage you to do it, but the McCulloughs were all in. Our family, we liberated a slave each month last year. And then all my staff saying, yeah, we're gonna stand with them as well. Friends, I want you to know the joy of what it is to liberate a human being and to give them a brand new life. And for $250, I mean, that's $25 a month for 10 months. And if you start right now, 10 months would take you right up to December. You'd be able to liberate a slave for Christmas, which is where we always end up at. But if you could join the McCulloughs, we're going to be in for liberating a slave each month as well. So we hope to do 12 by the end of the year, and I hope that you'll join us in that effort. Here's the number, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. You can also go online to csi-usa.org, csi-usa.org. You can see my picture there on the homepage. I'm their national spokesperson, Kevin McCullough. Just click through on that and make your gift tonight. But otherwise, do it faster just by calling 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. All right, Slave Liberation 2022 is underway. When we come back, Kathy Barnett is asking for your vote if you live in Pennsylvania for the U.S. Senate. Find out why. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
New York. Back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. You know, in the second hour of the show each Saturday, we open up what's called the Ladies Lounge. And over the last 9 years, I've had the opportunity to interview and to talk with, to speak to some of the most articulate women across every expertise of life, from Leslie Stahl at 60 Minutes on CBS, all the way to some of the real conservative icons in the right of center political arena, and just about everything in between. Educators, moms, actresses, you name it. And the reason that we do that, and I like to remind everyone each week, is that, you know, talk radio is a world where almost everything about it, from how it's programmed to how they staff it, to the producers that they give the talent, to the engineers that run the boards for the talent, to the management, to the decision makers, it's almost all male. And long before Me Too came along or anything else, I always thought we were missing out on half of the conversation by simply not having more female voices in the mix. So that's what we started the Ladies Lounge around. And I've been so honored to have some of the great people join us. And tonight, I have to say, when I first got wind of my next guest's political ambitions, I was really excited because my only interaction with her had been at the Fox News studios. I think it was on weekends, like Fox and Friends or something like that, a few years ago before pandemic. And yet I knew that within the heart and soul of this lady is a firebrand dying to do something that makes a difference for the world around her. And she says, this is the time, now's the place. Kathy Barnett, running for U.S. Senate. Welcome, Kevin McCullough. Good to have you.
Oh, thank you so much. I know. Remember those good old days pre-COVID?
I haven't actually been to the Fox News Channel in more than 2 years, and I live in the area, so it's one of those crazy things.
Hey, I know, the good old days.
When we were together for that Fox and Friends appearance, I did not know anything about who Kathy Barnett was or where she came from. I just knew that you were fighting the good fight in what you had to say. And then it was later that I learned about your story and really the story of how you came to be part of this life. And we always do a get to know at the beginning of this conversation. So where did Kathy Barnett come from?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's a long story, but it's my story, and it was not something that prior to 2019, I never really shared my story. I just focused on the issues, but of course, the lens through which I look at almost every issue in our country and around the world is as a direct result of how I grew up. I grew up on a pig farm in southern Alabama. I grew up in a home with no running water, no insulation, an outhouse in the back and a well on the side. And yet, you know, I don't recall one time anyone ever looked at me and called me a victim. I don't remember one time anyone looked at me and said, Kathy, all the odds are against you. You're black, you're a woman, you're poor. And we grew up extremely poor. And yet I don't recall anyone ever complaining. I saw my family waking up very early. I saw them going to bed very late. I saw them taking care of us, loving us, and taking care of the community around us. And as a result of not being told I'm a victim and I have to wait for someone to rescue me, I became the first in my family to go and finish college, spent 10 years in the U.S. military, was accepted into officer candidacy school, spent time working with both A.G. Edwards & Sons and Bank of America Capital Asset Management, corporate America, an adjunct professor of corporate finance, homeschooled my kids during the time I was also going to Fox News for about 4 years, and debating liberals loved it, and authored my first book that went number one on Amazon in the middle of a pandemic, and a whole lot of other journeys in between. And now I'm running for U.S. Senate here in Pennsylvania, and like I tell people all the time, only in America only in America do you hear that arc of a story. I mean, I clawed my way from underneath the rock in order to build a different life for myself. And only in America does that exist. But that America that allowed me to create a new story for myself, that America is fast coming to a close. And it is one of the, it's been one of the most disturbing understanding or awarenesses or awareness that I've walked into over the past many years. But it's also very exhilarating because instead of sitting on the couch watching it take place, by the grace of God, I've jumped in this race, this crazy race, and yet we are kicking behind and taking names, and I'm loving it and very grateful.
Kathy, I believe that your story starts even before where you started it right there. And I was wondering if you would share...
Cry, Kevin.
Say what?
I said, don't make me cry.
Well, I this is one of the reasons why I wanted to talk to you, because I want my listeners to hear the real story.
Yeah, and again, that is a, you know, it's a part of my story, and it's something I never uttered out loud until 2019, long before I knew I would run for office. And I only had this growing sense of conviction that caused me to begin to share this other aspect of my story, because I started thinking to myself, if my story could save one life, why would I not share it? And I get emotional when I talk about it, because it's a very personal aspect of who I am, but I am the byproduct of a rape. My mother was 11 years old when I was conceived, and my father was 21. And so for me, when I come to the topic of being pro-life, it's not something that I inherited. It's not something that, you know, my grandfather, my grandparents were pro-life, so therefore I'm going to be pro-life. But very much in regards to almost every single issue, whether we're talking about poverty, I did not learn about poverty because I read about it in a book or because I peeked at a spreadsheet and memorized a number. I know exactly what poverty is, and I know exactly what I did to get out of poverty. And it wasn't waiting for a welfare check or a stimulus check, or according to Biden's State of the Union, I wasn't waiting for the federal government to come in and to bail me out and create a life for myself, but I used the tools that our nation provides freely and began to learn the rules of engagement to create another life for myself. In the same way with pro-life, I'm not pro-life because it's the cool thing to do, or because I just feel like being a rebel, but because it is a part of my story. I know that my life has value, and I am so grateful to God that there were, you know, adults in the room when my very young mother's body was broken, and there I was, right, my mom and I had no part in deciding my conception, and yet there I was, and I'm so very grateful that there were people who came alongside my mom, and they saw value not only in my mother, but they saw value in me, and here I am, and if my grandparents were alive, I know that they would be very proud of me.
I'm sure that, yes, I know that for a fact. And isn't it an amazing thing that you can now use your platform to tell that message? And I've often thought, when people say, well, I'm pro-life except for rape, incest, and the health of the mother, I kind of think sometimes, well, what kind of blessings would we be missing if all rapes ended in abortion? And we would be missing a Kathy Barnett, to be honest with you, if that's how the world was structured. So I'm grateful that the adults in the room did.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky spoke with about 300 U.S. lawmakers. He told them he needs jets and military support in the war with Russia. A ceasefire, which was meant to give civilians a chance to escape Ukraine, has been violated by Russia. Reports are coming in that Russian shelling continues and citizens are being targeted. The State Department has reissued a travel advisory telling U.S. citizens not to go to Russia due to the war. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Poland working on Russian and Ukrainian negotiations.
We will stand together, as we've been standing together, in support of Ukraine and against Russia's unprovoked, unwarranted, premeditated invasion.
Next week, Vice President Kamala Harris will also visit Poland and Romania. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. And if you miss any of my conversation with Kathy Barnett tonight, don't forget to get the podcast. We are everywhere, Audible, Spotify, Amazon, Apple. They do podcasts. You can find us. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. It's Radio Night Live. And you can just search for Kathy's name, and you'll find the episode. And a big thanks to Salem News Channel, Biz TV, and the 300 radio stations carrying us tonight. Love, love, love being the most distributed broadcast on the weekend. It's just so much fun to do that. And Kathy, I'm so glad you're here because we get to tell your story. And your story started in very tough circumstances, admittedly, based on what we were just talking about. But you have a real drive in your heart to be the next U.S. senator from the state of Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania has been under the microscope the last few election cycles, but in 2020 it really came under the microscope. What are some of the things you want to do as the next senator?
Yeah. You know, I mean, oftentimes people will ask me, you know, what's your number one issue? And in today's culture, trying to pick one issue is like trying to drink from a fire hydrant. I mean, our nation is on fire. it is so disturbing to me just how far we've fallen. I think we all, most of us who are Republicans and especially conservatives, knew that a Biden-Kamala administration would be bad. I don't think we truly realized how bad it will be and how quickly we would get there. And everything is alarming, not just domestically, but look around the world, what is happening with Ukraine. Every time I think about that, it is just so extremely unnerving, because that is something that 100% did not have to happen. And we know that because we can look at the previous administration. It didn't happen whatsoever. Right. And yet, the one right before President Trump, Crimea was annexed. So we understand.
Well, isn't it ironic, Kathy, that the rationale that we were told that voters chose in 2020 was a guy that was going to return everything to calm and normal, and the world is anything but calm and normal anymore.
Nothing but that, right? Because what most of us knew is that we needed decisive strength as leadership of this country. I mean, you know, what does it matter if America is, remains strong? Because what we've noticed is what I noticed very early on in the administration of Obama, when he started coming out, going around the world on that apology tour, bowing down, apologizing for America and being so awesome. He was just apologizing and started talking about, oh, we're going to lead from behind, which is technically impossible. Try it with your children. Put you stand in the back and try to give orders to the kid in the front and see how that works out. But one of the first things I noticed is that when America is not strong, when America is weak, when America takes a back seat, we create a void. And and then you begin to see some of the most despotic regimes begin to flood and try to occupy that void. I saw it in Obama administration. And then we saw decisive strength, right? You may not have liked Trump, but China, check. North Korea, check. Iran, check. Russia, check. Right?
Yeah.
And now you see this administration, right? So I'm just looking at the trends here and looking at the rhetoric and the dispositions of the various leaders. And I'm watching what bullies, because that's what China and North Korea and Iran and Russia are. They are bullies. China, for example, does not want to be the sole unopposed superpower just over Asia. They want to be the sole unopposed superpower over the world. These people want absolute control. So this rhetoric that they believe will not be followed by strength and decisive strength, they're going to take advantage of that wherever they see it. And that's exactly where we find ourselves today. So when I look at the rhetoric that is coming out of not just the Biden administration, but Lindsey Graham calling for the assassination of Putin and other leaders who should be in a position of understanding and knowledge of what is about to happen to the people of Ukraine, but not just them, but the world and this shift in world power, what that will mean for all of us. And, you know, it's again, trying to pick one issue is like trying to drink from a fire hydrant. I look at our own borders. We're on track of having, we're on track of hitting 4 million unlawfully present aliens in our country this year alone.
That list could go on. CRT, education, inflation, economy, economic expansion, job creation, et cetera. The list is so long, and I truly appreciate your position on that there. We've only got a few seconds left, Kathy. If people want to be a part of your campaign, where do they go? Where do they give their money? How can they help you even in other places of the country help you in Pennsylvania?
Barnett4Senate.com. Barnett4Senate.com. You can donate. Go to my Facebook page, Twitter. We're everywhere.
Kathy Barnett, an honor to have you with us. We'll have you.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are some people doing it on deeper levels, whether they are running for office or, as my next guest is doing, putting ideas into the minds of the next generation? We've spoken with Bethany Mandel on a regular basis, one of the most prolific writers in commentary today, editing the new book series, Heroes of Liberty. And along those similar goals comes a new book called The American Dream of Braven Young. The American Dream of Braven Young. And Brooke Raybould is its author, and Brooke is one of those mamas. In fact, she's the southernmama.com. That's where you can go find her stuff. Brooke, welcome. It's good to talk to you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here and talk more about my first children's book, The American Dream of Braven Young.
Let's talk about, before we get into the book itself, your motivation. You're a mom. You want to teach the next generation a certain degree of ideas and principles. What was the driving force for putting this book together?
Sure. So it was the 2020 presidential election. I am a mother to three young boys, 5 and under, and I was walking the aisles of a local bookstore, and I couldn't help but notice, in my mind, what felt like propaganda. All of the books facing outwards were to promote a certain narrative, and we live in Fairfax County, mind you. But my heart just started racing, and so I asked the owner of the bookstore for a moment of her time, and I just asked if there was an angle of the bookstore, and she kind of, you know, was like, well, the demographic and the area, that's how. I think she was just as kind of, she was more nervous, I was more fired up. And so she just kind of, you know, brushed it off as the demographic of the area. And what brought us to the area was my husband's job. He is chief counsel for a U.S. senator. He is counsel for John Cornyn of Texas. So you can imagine where, I guess, when it comes down to it, where maybe our thoughts on the matter are. But I think it was more than that. It was more, can I just walk into a bookstore and can I get a book that isn't even one side or the other, but can I get a book about America that my kids will be excited about, that might teach them something about our history in a positive way? And it was just that moment that I just, my heart was racing. And because I have an Instagram platform where at the time I think I had around 175,000 mom followers, a publisher had called me and asked if I wanted to write a children's book. And this was kind of in the height of everything going on, maybe a few weeks after I had gone to several bookstores, and I said yes. Actually, yes, I do have an idea, and this is, you know, heavy on my heart right now, and I want to share a story about America, and I want to have American flags. I want, you know, a kid to be able to celebrate it without it becoming this partisan, like this partisan issue.
Yeah.
And that was kind of the crux of the book. And then we signed the papers, and then we took it from there.
Well, you've said a number of things that I think are worthy of expanding, most of which is I'm originally from Texas, and John Cornyn has been a regular guest on my show, and I love the
man. Oh, great.
So this is a great little fun surprise that we had.
Yes, definitely.
But I agree with you, and here's the thing, and this is part of what drove Bethany to be involved in the Heroes series, is that there is so little that our kids are getting, and the biggest publishers of school-age reading materials, Scholastic books, have gone completely woke. Everything is about feelings and abstract, and none of it has anything to do with history, and none of it has really anything to do with truth. So your book is hitting at exactly the right time. In fact, there's a big move right now to speak to Scholastic and say either include a different type of set of books in your stuff, or we're going to get you out of the schools. Let me ask you, you mentioned the 2020 election. Obviously in 2021, and obviously in Fairfax County, you guys set a different tone for the entire country. Is that a tone that is still carrying through to this day?
I mean, I believe so. I think that was parents' response to what is going on in culture, and whether they're close to it. You know, I'd say our family is close to the action or not. I think just a natural response to what is going on is creating more material like this. And I think you nailed it when it's all this talking about feelings, yet our kids are more depressed than they ever have been.
Yeah.
And it's like, why is that happening? Because kids, in my opinion, people in general enjoy hard work. They enjoy, I believe, the principles that our country was founded on. And somehow we've gotten into this fluff area of kind of spoon feeding whatever we feel is good at the moment. And I don't know if it's a trend that all of these major retailers are hopping on it because the anti-racist baby or, you know, the 1619 project, because they're like trendy. I can't quite figure out. And mind you, you know, the basis of those books are false.
Brooke, I think it goes beyond that. I think it goes beyond that. I actually think that we are getting sewn stuff into children's materials now because the generations that are just above them don't want to have to admit some basic things about life. The acknowledgement of that objective good and evil being one of them. The idea that there are higher principles and there are lower principles. The idea that maybe a God exists, and if he does, then there's some reason for that. And when you turn over a society and a culture to only what feels good to them at the time, you are going to raise some of the most confused people that have ever walked the planet.
And absolutely, and we're seeing that happen.
The American Dream of Brave and Young. You can get anywhere you get good books. Amazon, probably most prominently. And if you want to follow Brooke, her website is thesouthernishmama.com. Thesouthernish, that is a word, mama.com. Kevin McCullough, don't go anywhere. Kevin McCullough, I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more. Capital.
once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
Once again, please welcome to the Music Spotlight, Micah Tyler.
I don't want to hear anymore. Teach me to listen. I don't want to see anymore. Give me a vision that you could move this heart to be set apart. I don't need to recognize the man in the mirror. I don't want to trade your plans for something familiar. I can't waste today, and I can't stay the same. I want to be different, I want to be changed. Till all of me's gone, and all that remains is a fire so bright. Something different, so come and be different in me. I don't want to spend my life stuck in a pattern, and I don't want to gain this world but lose what matters. And so I'm giving up everything because I want to be.
Older, longtime hits, Micah Tyler. The song is called Difference. Here on Radio Night Live. Glad that you were able to join us. Thank you so much. If you missed any part of it, go to anywhere you get your podcasts and download Radio Night Live for this week. And tomorrow night, we will be back on Salem News Channel, Sunday night, 9 o'clock. You can get the full replay. You can also replay it right now on Biz TV as it kicks off here at 11 p.m. Eastern on the East Coast. My name is Kevin McCullough.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.